We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Right now we're pleased to be joined by Maria Hayden, State Fair spokesperson. And Maria, it's been a whirlwind, I'm sure. Here we are, first Saturday of the fair, and everyone's settling in. But the crowds have been phenomenal, haven't they?
Yeah, we're really grateful for everyone who's been able to come out so far. There's really great energy on the fairgrounds. It feels like everyone's really excited to be here. So,
yeah, and 2 years ago, because of COVID-19, there was no state fair, and then there was a fair a year ago. But it really feels like back to normal here in 2022, doesn't it?
Yeah, that we've been hearing that from a lot of people. The last 2 years have just been very different, and so it's nice to all be able to come together and be back at the Great Minnesota Get-Together.
There is a reminder, though, there aren't as many park and ride opportunities around the metro as there was before, and there's been a lot of chatter about that. But today, coming to the fairgrounds, no problem getting in and finding a spot to park, really. And Saturdays and Sundays traditionally are the biggest days of the fair.
Yeah, that's great to hear. We have a lot of different ways to get to the fair. We've got the park and rides. We have bike lots. We have express buses. So if people need to plan out their route for the fair, we have all that information on our website, mnstatefair.org.
Yeah, and ride and share is another popular option as well, and you've accommodated that. Kind of a new thing, but ride and share, I would assume, is very popular.
Yep, we've got some designated pick-up and drop-off points for those as well for people to take.
Yeah, and there are a lot of opportunities on the grounds, but once again, if you're planning to come out, say for instance tomorrow, the weather looks good, the weather looks great this week, and right now, final weekend of the fair, just get out here a little bit early and you should be fine.
Yeah, we recommend people just plot their route in advance. They can check our Twitter account. We actually tweet out parking updates periodically, so they can take a look at that before they come to the fair to see if what they were planning is still going to work out for them.
And some folks like to get out to the fair early and enjoy the fair. Some come a little later and take in the grandstand acts, and things are going well at the grandstand as well. The crowds have been very good for the show Friday night, Counting Crows, over 10,000 in-house. That was great.
Yeah, we've had a great last two nights of grandstand shows. Tonight we've got Portugal the Man, Manchester Orchestra, and special guest Bad Bad Hats, the Currents Music on a Stick show, so we're excited for that. Tomorrow night's Pitbull, then we've got the Temptations and the Beach Boys, so we've got a great lineup coming up the next couple weeks here.
Now, are they sold out, or are tickets available for upcoming shows on the grandstand?
There are tickets available for most shows still. Depends on which show, what the availability looks like. But all of that information is available on our website, mnstatefair.org. People can go there and then see what the availability is for the shows they're interested in.
Yeah, and there are some huge acts. There's Comedy Jim Gaffigan in later in the fair, Zach Brown Band, one of the legends, Diana Ross.
Yes.
Wow. That's incredible. And really, the talent coming into the state fair shows what a big deal this is and the national reputation the state fair has.
Yeah, there's a great variety of different legends like Diana Ross coming, or the Beach Boys and the Temptations. Yeah. Florida Georgia Line is coming, which I know a lot of people are excited to go and see. So there's a great variety of music. There's really something for everyone if they're interested in seeing a concert here.
Now, one of the big items, and I know as part of your job, one of the lead-ups to the fair are the new food items.
Mm-hmm.
And television's all over it. Newspaper reporters, radio people love to eat. So new food items this year, what really stands out for you? I know you don't want to leave anybody out, but what really stands out for you, Maria?
Yeah, so we have 38 official new foods this year, and there are some really great options on there. We've got a lot of new vegan options this year. One that I actually tried a couple days ago was the chicken fried steak from the Herbivorous Butcher, so completely vegan. So that was a new experience for me. I'm not vegan, but it was fun to try it. We've also got things like pickle pizza. We've got the mini hot at RC's Barbecue, so a really great barbecue dish. So there's a lot of cool new stuff to try.
Yeah, and there are traditionalists like me that give me a Prano Pup, give me a Tom Thumb mini donut, and then some of the newer items, and I air quotes new.
Yeah.
Dole Whip. Love the Dole Whip. So I am a traditionalist, but I might branch out and try some of the new items. A lot of great items here in the fair. What about new exhibits, things to see and do? Earlier, we had a gentleman from the DNR, TJ DeBates, DNR East Metro Area Fisheries Supervisor, talk about what goes into the fish pond. It's got to be one of the number one attractions on the fairgrounds every year.
Yeah, it's probably up there. That yeah. DNR fish pond is very, very popular, and it's really cool to be able to go there and see and learn about all the different fish. Generally, the number one most visited attraction at the fair every year is actually the Miracle of Birth Center.
Sure.
Which is also a really great one to check out. Yeah. We've got the a bunch of FFA kids there teaching about agriculture and the miracle of birth. So that's a really great one to see as well. We've also got a couple new things this year,
sure.
As you mentioned. We've got the Blue Ribbon Bingo in Ramberg Center, so that's very exciting. It's the first time bingo is coming to the fair, so people have been going there, resting their feet, and being able to play a couple rounds of bingo with their friends and family.
I mean, so it's legit bingo.
Yes.
I mean, oh, wow.
So, yeah, you can win a couple of different prizes. You could win tickets to come back this year, tickets to come next
nice.
Year, so that's super exciting.
Yeah, and The fair has been such a staple. I was born in St. Paul a lot longer than I want to admit. And for the first 9 years of my life, lived on Maryland Avenue just on the other side of Como Park. So very close to the fair. So the fair has been a big part of my life. But what's great about it is it changes, but it stays the same. That there's a familiarity, but there's always something new. And that's the magic. And I know your boss, Jerry Hammer, and the State Fair Board do an outstanding job of keeping that, the tradition, but also bringing new. And that's got to be exciting to be a part of that.
Definitely, yeah. There's always a great history and sense of tradition yep. around coming to the fair. I mean, you talk to anyone out here, and they'll have a story about how they've been coming to the fair for X number of years, yep. always have their route, things like that. And then we've got newcomers as well and new vendors every year. So it's always exciting to see how the fair is able to innovate and bring new things out and also celebrate that history and tradition.
It's like I see that giant slide over there. It's been there my entire life,
mm-hmm.
and I've enjoyed it
yeah.
my entire life. That's one of the great attractions on the fairgrounds. Attendance so far, I've been sitting on this porch since the late 90s, so I'm a pretty good judge, especially on Saturdays and Sundays. Great crowd today. Looks like things were good on Thursday and Friday, and we talked about returning to normal. What are the expectations for attendance this year? What because you've got a plan.
Yeah, we don't have any sort of projected kind yeah. of goal for attendance. We're just really grateful for everyone who's able to come out here this year. Like I said, people just seem really excited to be back. So, yeah.
And when are attendance figures announced? Are that typically later in the day, or is it the next day, if memory serves? So we won't really know about today until tomorrow.
Yeah, so they're always announced the day afterwards yep. between 1 to 3 p.m., and they're just posted on our website, mnstatefair.org, if people want to take a look.
Yeah, and it's going to be a big day. And that's just experience.
Yeah.
Looking from here out onto Carnes Avenue, it's going to be a big day at the fair. And the weather looks good for the coming week. Maria, pleasure to meet you. And are things going to calm down a little bit? Are you going to be able to get a bit of a breather as we get later in the fair?
We'll see.
Long hours, I know, for
yeah.
staff.
Yeah, we'll be here all 12 days, and this is what we work for all year, so we're just happy to be here and happy to have people on the grounds.
Yeah, and once again, big thanks to security and State Fair Police, Ramsey County Sheriff, everybody chipping in. There was talk before the fair, but we really appreciate the security and law enforcement every year and what they do. Traffic control, keeping the fair safe. We couldn't do it without them.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, thanks, Maria.
Yeah.
Maria Hayden, once again, from the State Fair. joining us here. Quick break. We're going to come back. Stephen Clark from Space Flight Now is going to join us from Kennedy Space Center in Florida. Artemis 1 ready to launch. We'll get an update in a moment here on News Talk. E3O WCCO.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.